This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now from her office in Bella Vista is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. How are you?
Hey, you. One of these days, I'll actually get to see everybody again.
I know, in person.
Instead of being stuck in the wilds of Bella Vista. But if you are at the point where you're getting out in the world again, holy cow, have we got plenty to talk about.
Oh, I'm excited. Let's hear it.
So much going on. Well, I got to see Matilda the Musical Saturday.
How was it?
It's fabulous. And they're doing it at the Fayetteville Public Library in the new event space, which makes a really fine theater.
Excellent.
The acoustics are great. The seats are okay. It was good. And the show's a lot of fun. It's not what you expect if you say children's musical.
Okay.
There's a little bit of Annie in it. Kid gets rejected by family, terrorized at school. Somebody comes along and rescues her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot of fun. And it's been extended through July 25th. So get yourself in order. 7:30 Tuesday through Friday, 2 and 7:30 Saturday, and 6 o'clock on Sundays. Weird time, but it's because the Fayetteville Public Library is also doing the Mountain Street Stage Music Series.
Oh, yes, yes. Lots of programming going on now that they're open.
And it's so fun. Tickets for the musical are $34 to $54 at theater2.org. Tomorrow is the Firefly Fling.
Already? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It is July.
The Botanical Garden of the Ozarks probably did not know when they started this more than 10 years ago that it would attract like 4,000 visitors every year. So it made it even harder to cancel it last year, like so many other things. This year, they're back with a whole new idea. It comes in two chunks.
Okay.
There's a 9 a.m. to noon chunk.
Okay.
For families with younger kids.
Yeah, I like this. Okay.
And a 7 to 10 p.m. chunk tomorrow for families with older kids, people on date night. And the programming is going to be a little bit different. The early programming will be focused on younger kids. Drum Safari is going to play. Barnyard Buddies will have a petting zoo and pony rides. The Community Creative Center will be there doing face painting. Amazium will be making mandalas with the kids.
Oh, fun.
There'll be giant bubbles and fairy gardens. And then from 7 to 10, they'll have performers like Rochelle Bradshaw and Hypnotion and Ashton Barbary. And they'll have a flower truck on site to help people create flower crowns.
Oh, I love that.
And they'll have food trucks both times of day. Go right now to 750-2620. Don't go right now. I always get in trouble for saying that. Go as soon as we get done. And make your reservation at 750-2620. Tickets are $4 to $15. If that happens to have sold out, you can go to the River Valley.
And what's there?
An event called Local Color Radio Hour.
Oh.
It's a fundraiser for the Fort Smith Museum of History. It's a radio variety show that they're doing outside this year. And it's going to have some music, and it's going to have some comedy, and it's going to have some segments with Carolyn Speer, who is the director of the museum, that's sort of like Mysteries at the Museum.
Uh-huh.
To encourage people to visit the museum. The headliner is the Boss Tweeds.
Oh, they're fun.
And all this happens at Harry E. Kelly Riverfront Amphitheater. So it's a party. And there'll also be radio style old school advertising for some of the sponsors.
Yes, I do love that.
And the sponsor list includes Taliano's, which I didn't know was still in business. It's the best Italian food I've ever had, and we need to go there sometime.
Yes, we do.
Oh my gosh, it's good. And all of this starts with gates opening at 6 o'clock tomorrow. The show starts at 7, and tickets are $5 to $15. You can bring your lawn chairs, and they'll have food trucks and Kona ice available. And then it's music, 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 music. Sons of Brazil. Saturday is part of the Forest Concert Series at Crystal Bridges. Shows at 7, tickets are $12. Members only, tonight and Thanks for Nothing tomorrow night at the Butterfield Stage in the new Rail Yard Park in Rogers. The Boss Tweeds are also at the Mountain Street Stage at the library on Sunday.
Busy weekend for them.
Which is where you'll find me with my kiddo. The Austin Farnham Quartet will perform July 13th as part of the Terrific Tuesday Nights at the Botanical Garden of the Ozarks. And Mixtapes will perform Thursday as part of the Gully Park Concert Series.
Oh, they're always a fun time.
And there's a whole big, Jocelyn Murphy's doing a whole different format of live music for us. You can find out everything you want to know in Sunday's What's Up in the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Oh yeah, and we have this little special thing. It's a whole edition devoted to Crystal Bridges about to turn 10.
I know. Can you believe it's been 10 years?
No. It's that we're still as young as we were 10 years ago.
We still are. We still
are. But check it out Sunday if you want to know anything about Crystal Bridges. I hope we hit it. We tried.
I'm sure that's great. I'll have to pick that up and read that. And then go check out the art.
I hope that's enough to keep you busy until I see you again.
Oh, it's plenty. Thank you, as always, Becca.
See you soon.
Becca Martin Brown is Features Editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.